Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into the No Kings protest. And this episode is being brought to you by Rocket Money. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever had a problem trying to figure out where all of your money went to? And then you start looking through your bank statements, you discover $50 here and $50 there, and you have no idea where it went or how it got there or why it got there or who you're sending it to? Well, guess what? There's a solution for all of that. Chances are you've just got a bunch of old subscriptions you haven't canceled yet, and the good people over at Rocket Money have figured out a way to solve those problems for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all of your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. If you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will cancel it for you. Oh, well, they'll help you cancel it. Get alerts if the bills increase in price, if there's unusual activity on your account, if you're getting close to going over budget, or even when you're doing something good. Rocket Money has saved over $2.5 billion for its users, including over 880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/rob today. That's rocketmoney.com/rob. rocketmoney.com/rob, and it is linked in the description down below. Just got word, it looks like Portland's about to get silly within the next hour. Now, before we go over to Portland and I show you the ICE facility and all the madness that's going on the ground over there, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take you guys and just give you a once over on how massive these protests were. The one over inside of Portland had over 50,000 people estimated by one law enforcement officer. You guys are going to see that here in a little bit. We're going to go over and we're going to take a look. I want to say this one is Chicago. No, Boston. Here you go. Here's a look at Boston and how big Boston got today.
People I know who are there. This is an old crowd. There's not a lot of folks. And granted, it's a big crowd here. I'm not good at estimating, but it's definitely over 2,000, maybe close to 3,000. We can't see everyone, but it's an older crowd. A lot of white hair. You see out there, Q-tips, as we used to call them in the business. And they're out protesting and not a lot of young people. And also, again, portraying this I hate America idea that this is what this protest is about, showing people who are boomers and middle-aged out taking time from their day on a Saturday to come and protest and be heard at the nation's oldest public park, Boston Common. People I know who are...
John Wilson wanted to know if Rob's making any more NFG merch. Good question. Let me go hit him up. I saw the site was under construction the other day when I went over and checked on it, so we'll make sure that gets taken care of. DLR 2018 becoming a true supporter as well. Love to have you guys new on there. So there you can see like an overhead view of Boston. Got another one coming at you. This one, again, in Chicago. Take a look at how big this thing is. I'm just going to mute it and just show you guys this overhead footage. Now, these protests are thought to be Soros-backed. I'm pretty sure I heard... what's his name? Texas Senator Cruz, Ted Cruz. I'm pretty sure I heard Ted Cruz talking about it, trying to blame it on George Soros. I also read a very good thread that led me to believe that George Soros may or may not be responsible for all of these. Dang, man, did Sky Guy just come in dropping 20 Speak the Truth memberships? He sure did. Everybody's like, oh crap, Matt's live on a Saturday. Got to get in there. Heck yeah, man. Good to see you guys. So here's your overhead view of Chicago. These things were taking place all across the country. Big ones over in LA, huge one out in Portland. Like I said, 50,000. John Wilson coming in and gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships as well. And, you know, they might start off peaceful. I've even got a dance routine that I can show you that some of these people were doing. But in reality, on the ground, the people that are there, well, you got this. And here they come, whining and crying, all because they ripped a hat off a man's head. Imagine that. You can't even wear a frickin' hat in this country. They believe in free speech until you exercise it in a way in which they don't like. Then you got to get violent and they got to attack you. And these little, like, turds in the yellow vest, well, those are the ones that tend to be, like, event organizers, road guards, things like that. They generally carry, like, a tiny little radio on them where they pretend to be in charge. And in reality, They don't know diddly squat. How do I know? Because I actually went over and talked to them. They're like, I don't know, man, just standing here. And then you have jack wagons like this. Finger the wrong way. Then you have jack wagons like this standing up over here that are just whining and crying. Why? Because the dude's wearing a freaking red hat. They're discontinuing the FN scar. Dude, Thumper. Ugh. It's not horrible news, Thumper. It's okay. Member of 5 months, C.R. Yutter. Where are the trees in Boston not green? Why are they green and not fall colors? Because it's Boston, man. It's Boston. Thumper coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships as well. Yep, so let's just kind of like make a little circle around the world. Let's go take a look at Dallas, Texas, and see how beautiful Dallas was. We'll just put this one right up here on the screen. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA with the U.S. flag upside down and a Nazi symbol just covered up. Why not having the Nazi symbol slashed out? Because fascists, for those that don't know, like to silence an opposing political party. And I want to remind you of that as we go through these videos today. Fascists like to silence opposing political parties. It's one of the key traits of being fascist.
Oh, he got assaulted. Oh, call police. Holy.
Yeah, how about we start there with the law enforcement officers telling people to get the hell out of the road. I don't know if you can tell how many vehicles are trying to drive down the road right now, but that's not exactly safe. And this is Dallas. Now, Dallas has had a recruitment issue for quite some time, so I've got a feeling that they're not hiring the best and brightest right now. No offense if you work for Dallas PD. I just happen to know a thing or two. All right, I know you guys are very, very short on officers. I know nobody wants to work for Dallas, and I know recruitment's rather hard, and I'm not trying to give you guys a hard time, but holy freaking cow. Why is it we have some lady in a red vest? What is a red vest? Telling people to get out of the road for their safety, and you've got like three or four cops just turn around and walk in the opposite direction. Very good question, Dallas. Why is that happening? I don't know. Let's go ahead and finish it out. And, you know, I should have probably told you guys this beforehand. It was Alex Stein who's in that video who ended up getting assaulted in there, and he goes over to talk to the police, and it says, if I remember right, No, he didn't get arrested. No, that didn't happen. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. My report was with the Dallas Express, and there was a lady that threw my phone and hit my arm. And I have that in video.
A reporter with the Dallas Express. Lady threw his phone, hit his arm, and the cops are just kind of standing around. And that, I mean, not to be a jerk or anything, but let's be real and let's be honest about the situation. If we want our law enforcement to be able to protect, number one, this guy has been around for quite some years, not trying to give him a hard time, but he looks not intimidating at all, looks rather fat. And then you got this lady standing over here in the back. Of course, they're both officers, though, high-ranking ones that are just standing around on the street. And then right at the very last minute, you end up having the big boys show up, the actual, like, pipe hitters from the street come around. Here's another just beautiful interaction that took place today.
With a shirt that says "For Charlie."
Because I advocate for free speech, and I
okay,
absolutely
you
love
free speech. Says free speech. Wear a shirt that says promote free debate.
Free press.
You get triggered because it has Charlie on there, right?
Because he was a racist because he was a misogynist and now...
Wear a shirt that says free speech. Don't exercise your right to free speech. Just wear a shirt that says free speech. Don't wear a shirt that says for Charlie. God forbid you do that. Otherwise, you might have some crazy frickin' lady going off on you, telling you how that you ought to be dressing. God forbid. All right, who wants to finish hearing this lady rant? Raise your hand. I know I do.
That means that you are too, because you support him. Get out! Get out of here!
He hated people.
Yeah, just calm
it down. He hated anyone
that wasn't white, that wasn't male, that wasn't straight.
He hated anybody that wasn't white, that wasn't male, and that wasn't straight. Never have I ever heard such words come out of his mouth. As a matter of fact, I saw him show love to the African-American community many times. Many times. And women. You know what he believed in? He did believe in traditional marriage and things like that. However, it doesn't make him a racist. It doesn't make all of those words fly out of their mouth to be even remotely close to being true. All of these people wholeheartedly, and this is the problem, all of these people wholeheartedly believe in these narratives because of things that they see floating around on TikTok, other social media platforms, everywhere else in the world. They just think that that's the way it is. And unfortunately, what they're reading, what they're hearing, what they're being told just absolutely isn't true. Fox McCloud, looks like all the sane people stayed home. Well, you think that. The sane people are out there. Don't you worry. I'm going to show you some sane people in just a sec. By the way, this isn't the same. This is not the same people. Just to make it perfectly clear, these are not the same ones. They are being led by literally somebody dressed in all black that looks like a wet spaghetti noodle. For some reason, they feel more tough when they're wearing all black, and literally says Antifa right on the middle of his chest, carrying an upside down American flag, because you better believe it, you're not a true Antifa freak unless you can dress in all black. And I'm sure he's got some like obese lady dragging around in a wheelchair that can actually walk with a medic cross on her arm that doesn't even know CPR. Yeah, you're going to do this to me now with 1 second to go? You're just going to pause like that so I can't hear the last words out of his mouth? Now, look at the crazy Kefik people. I'm just going to start calling them the crazy Kefia people, because the same pro-Palestinian protesters are now the same ones that we see at these No Kings protests and these anti-ICE protests. They're all the same crazy Kefia people. Someone was even spotted in a video earlier, I should have actually saved it, wearing a pair of Gucci sunglasses, walking around and harassing one of the reporters that was like literally Gucci glasses. Like, I don't know what Soros is paying some of these people, if that is true, but it's got to be a decent amount of money. I mean, in all sincerity, you guys want to see the difference between Dallas and Austin? Over inside of Austin, Texas, you actually had the police chief marching alongside the protesters.
We got the Austin chief of police out here walking with the protesters today. I tell you what, it sure is nice to see that. We all know why it is the way it is in Austin. We got the Austin chief of police.
Oh, man, if you didn't hear the last couple seconds of his video right there, you should pay attention. We're gonna let him say it one more time.
We all know why it is the way it is in Austin.
We all know it is the way it is down in Austin. Why it is the way it is in Austin. Correct. For those of you guys that don't know, there's a mosque that ended up getting put in at the airport down there. There's all sorts of crazy stuff that happens. And yes, Austin is probably one of the most liberal safe havens in all of Texas. It's pretty freaking sad. You would think that in the great state of Texas, there wouldn't be any safe havens, but that's just not the case anymore. All of California's rejects, but basically anybody from the Northwest and New York that was looking to get away from the madness moved down there, and then they just brought their madness with them. If you're from Texas, you've lived in Texas, you know anything about Texas, the key thing that they are going to tell you is you're welcome to come to Texas, just leave your crap at home. And they're not. They're going down there to spread their love all over the dang place. Jonathan, Wilson, To the redhead in the last video, just because you're loud doesn't mean you're winning the argument. It just shows your lack of intelligence, and nothing can be further from the truth. And you're about to see even more videos where people literally just try to silence the other party by blowing whistles in their face, standing there with massive bullhorns, screaming at them profusely for absolutely no reason. Or if they are willing to talk like this, I want to say it's, let me make sure I got the title right on this one. The Grand Marshal. Featured on the left of your screen, dressed in drag, is the Grand Marshal of the Portland, Oregon protest. This gentleman is about to ask the Grand Marshal a very simple question. Let's hear the response.
What's the meaning of that?
Lady Justice.
Okay, what does that mean?
Justice for all. No one's above the law.
Okay. No one's above the law. Do you agree with the recent indictments of John Bolton and those guys?
No.
So not everybody's above the law then?
I have no comment on that.
You guys say no though, right?
If he's guilty, then of course.
Guilty, okay. Guilty is guilty, man.
He is due process.
Thank you for coming out.
Like everybody on American soil is due process.
Gotcha. Okay.
You guys think Trump's
against that?
Oh my gosh, it's pretty clear.
You think Trump stands against that?
I mean, the court granted him immunity, right? So I guess it's above the law now.
What's Trump doing that you think is bad for America?
Detaining American citizens without any process?
You mean illegal?
Detaining American citizens without any process. Wrong again. And this is half the problem. Here is your Grand Marshal of the Portland No Kings protest that claims the feds are out detaining American citizens without any due process. Now, if you follow this channel, you are well aware that the due process afforded to illegal aliens is 10 times different than that of American citizens. You don't get to go to a criminal court. You get to go to in front of an immigration judge who decides your fate. If you are in the United States illegally and you end up getting arrested and identified as an illegal alien, you go before an immigration judge, which is the due process laid out within our legislation. And then after the immigration judge makes their decision, you either fly back to the country where you came from at U.S. taxpayer expense, or they give you a path to citizenship. Haven't really heard of a lot of that going on, but that's your Grand Marshal. That is your Grand Marshal. So it kind of makes you wonder. Now, how do you think they just treat independent journalists? Just random people that are walking around wearing press badges. How do we think those people got treated today?
Okay, can I just say something? I am here at the No Kings protest. I've been following this protest for about 3 hours now. I am wearing my official New York City press badge, and it says Turning Point USA on it. Now, I have been standing here taking B-roll footage. I'm not even interviewing people today. And this is a message for all of the people who say that journalists like myself and the journalists who were at the Antifa Roundtable are agitators. I'm standing here doing nothing, and I have had people come up to me, read my press badge, and then try to make a point of telling me that Charlie was a racist anti-Semite and that I am a problem, essentially. All I'm doing is standing here and taking footage. So anyways, that's what it's like being at a liberal protest. I have footage dropping soon of how aggressive these older men were being. Like, the police even had to step in and be like, hey, back up, because they watched them come up to me and start swarming. Anyway, footage of that dropping soon.
Yep. You work for Turning Point USA, they got to remind you of that. And I'll remind you as well that when I was down in Portland at the ICE facility, I had people walking around, literally, like, can't make it up, like going, bah, bah, Charlie Kirk, bah, like just literally fantasizing about his death and rubbing it in people's faces. Those are the vile human beings that are on the streets in America that are screaming no kings. The people that are happy that Charlie Kirk got murdered in such a public fashion for his wife and his kids to replay over and over in their minds for the rest of their lives, for all of the thousands of people that were watching that to be traumatized. They are bragging about it on the streets, and they're going up to people who they know are associated with him, who probably knew him. In this case, they're right. And just being evil. Just pure, complete evil. It's disgusting, and that is what is taking place out there today. Whether they want you to know it or not, that's what's taking place. Now, how big was Portland? Like I said, about 50,000.
I'm off
sir. I was just wondering, do you have any idea how many people have come to the No Kings protest here in Oregon? Just like an estimate of how many people you think are here.
I think it's somewhere around 50,000 because it was 35,000 several hours ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people have flooded in since then, but I really don't have a good guess.
Yeah, let's start off on that. So Portland, Oregon. 35,000 people initially, according to this law enforcement officer, 35,000 people initially, and it grew by at least 15,000 to his best knowledge. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting Haley when I was out there on the streets over inside Portland. She says that she's going to be going live over at the ICE facility sometime around 5 o'clock their time, so we should be able to see that here. And let me check my watch here. About 30 minutes. She might be live right now. You guys want to see what else was going on in the streets of Portland? You know, all these people that are against fascism and everything else. Here's a view from the streets of Portland. This one, nobody cares about. You've got protesters that are walking down these sidewalks right here. I watched a video earlier. I might actually go grab it and put it up on the screen for you guys if I haven't already, of a man that was just dying, like literally died from a meth overdose, laying there on the side of the street. The man called the cops. Nobody did anything. No cops showed up. He was guarding this man's bodies for like hours. This guy that's just crushing and holding on to his little freaking fentanyl tinfoil, like waiting. This is Portland. This is actually, get off the main beat. This is what you find. Just observe all of those protesters walking straight through the homeless camp. Here comes another crowd of them on their way down. You're going to get in the park. You're going to find another homeless camp down inside of there. People literally passed out and dying on a daily basis on the streets of Portland from drugs. And this is what the people are concerned about. They don't care. They can see people passed out dying all day long on their streets. But God forbid they do actual research and discover what the actual due process is that these illegal aliens are entitled to. They're not immigrants. They're illegal aliens by definition. They want to come out. They want to protest that. They want to like scream and shout at everybody else. God forbid they go off on their city leadership and they tell their city leadership that they've got problems out there. As a matter of fact, we know why they don't go off on their city leadership that there's problems out there, because it's like city leadership quite literally supports them. For those of you guys that don't know, I don't even know if I shared this yesterday. This is the council chambers office. Bunch of council members. Portland.gov/federal, city of Portland. Those are your Antifa nut jobs pictured with the city of Portland. The leaders, these people I've seen out in the streets, that moron in the chicken costume, watch him go up and give JD DeLay the third degree just for walking up and showing up with a camera, giving him crap. Ask JD about his experience down there. And there's that same freaking, I'll call him a fascist, that same fascist in his chicken suit, hanging out with the city council. Fox McCloud says, Papa, what were you doing during the No Kings protest? I dressed like a woman and yelled at strangers as I supported the death of Charlie Kirk. That sounds like an accurate description of what these people are actually out there doing, man. And it's really freaking sad to see all this stuff coming through. Let's take another look at the city streets over inside of Portland, shall we? I don't know if you guys can hear that. He said one day some bad things are going to happen to you. And the protester's like, no, one day they're going to happen to you because they're bragging about Charlie Kirk's death. Remember how I told you these sickos go around and brag about Charlie Kirk being dead? Especially over in Portland, seen it a lot, a lot. It's a cop right there.
I know, right? One day something's going to happen to you.
It's not a threat.
organization. MAGA is violent.
In case you couldn't tell, that gentleman was screaming, MAGA is a terrorist organization. What's up, Gray?
Come on, Tommy.
Oh, and for those of you that don't know, there is a whole left-wing movement now over inside of Portland that calls themselves the Humble Boys, as you can see on the screen. Obviously, it is, I don't know, they're making fun of the Proud Boys, but they call themselves the Humble Boys. And I want you to listen to them and how they're acting and what they're doing, and tell me again that they are humble. They're literally screaming Trump F's kids. Chris says, is this an LGBT event? Looks like one. Guys yelling FDT. Guy in the frog suit sounds a bit sus. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and you bet the guy in the frog suit was also out in front of the ICE facility running around in circles getting freaking pepper sprayed. I'm pretty sure that guy has a mental health issue. That one that's screaming MAGA is fascist. I might have seen him or met him. Fox McCloud says, Papa, who was Kilmore Abrego? Son, he was an astrophysicist. Whoever stayed is welcome. Right? Isn't he just a great dad? Yeah, he is. So if all the leftists are violent and cheer for what happened to Charlie, does that mean all right people are racist and relate to the funny mustache man? I don't even know who Funny Mustache Man is. But what I absolutely know, these people are insane and they are violent. If you don't think violence is going to happen tonight, like, again, I'm surprised nobody's lost their life yet out there on the streets, like directly in front of the ICE facility. People haven't been shot or anything like that. Although there has been violent assaults, there's been felony menacings. People have pulled guns, knives, objects. We've seen people get assaulted with pepper spray, with freaking bats and freaking umbrellas and all sorts of crap. It's bound to happen. Oh, good. Bring your children out there. It's bring your children to highly offensive, murderous, like, rage speech day, apparently, in Oregon. What the heck is wrong with people, man? Why would you bring your freaking kids out there? Here's, like, a more peaceful view of just how massive that place was. Excuse me. How many people were, like, marching through the streets. When that officer said 50,000, he wasn't kidding. And they're all scheduled to be down at that ICE facility here within about the next 20 minutes. Nova, Estrella. You've been here for quite a while, my lady. You say high-calorie women, low-T men, room temperature IQ all around. That's probably the most accurate assessment of everything I've seen so far. Probably. Here's some more lovely, peaceful interactions. He is well within that man's personal space, and that man is well within his rights to shove him as hard as he feels freaking fit. Just FYI.
Come on.
Is that Tommy? No. It's Tommy. Yeah, it's Tommy. Oh my God, Tommy 2.0 is over behind him. Tommy and Tommy 2.0 are there. Look at that. That's Tommy right there, for those that don't know. And then I nicknamed this gentleman Tommy 2.0 when I was on the street. For some reason, that nickname stuck. Tommy got himself a brand new air horn, ladies and gentlemen. And if you guys are asking, if you guys are new to this channel, you don't know who Tommy is. Tommy's the guy that we raised money for after Antifa destroyed his car, after he got arrested for defending himself and Nick Sorter. And he got thrown in jail overnight, or however long he was in there for. And while he was in jail, Antifa thought it'd be a good idea to go over and destroy his freaking car. They did so much damage to it, it was no longer roadworthy. So we raised enough money to get him a replacement vehicle. Absolutely nuts, man. And let's just take a look at some of those tattoos that he's got on his arm, and you guys can tell me that he's not crazy and he's not a drug addict, he doesn't have other problems, and that they don't use crazy people to do things like that. There is a man that was on the street out there in Portland that burns a flag that everybody knows. I'm not going to name him. And he really is. He's got mental health problems. And Antifa uses him on a daily basis. They don't care if he gets arrested. They don't care if he gets assaulted. They don't care what he does. They just like that he's loud. And he's happy that he found some sort of a family. And they use these people. They use him. Thumper 33. I swear, anytime I look at these people, I just think Special Ed shaking my head. Dude, if that's all you think is Special Ed, you've got another thing coming, man. Because they are beyond Special Ed, in Matt's honest opinion. I think they are just quite literally, that's how they feel. Now, for those of you that don't think that there's a lot of money that pour into this, that there's not a lot of organization behind the scenes, that there's not big time funding and people pushing this chaos in our country. Meanwhile, our government shut down. All sorts of crap's happening in the freaking world. And yeah, we have people in this country that, God forbid, we have a presidency without the government being shut down, without crazy stuff happening in the streets. It's 2025, ladies and gentlemen. You never know what's going to happen by the end of the year. Look at this. Look at how massive, how organized. Take a good, solid look at that. When was the last time you saw some crap like this taking place in America, standing up against our country, our way of life? Literal democracy, standing against the rule of law. These people are pissed off because he's deporting illegal aliens, because he's enforcing federal law. And they can't get the federal law changed because they can't. They don't have the votes. There's just not a snowball's chance in hell they're going to be able to do it. So instead, what do? They throw fits like children. They act like a bunch of crybabies. They go around, hold massive freaking protests, ruin everybody's freaking day, ruin everybody's life, point lasers at helicopters, shut down life flight going into OHSU. Lord only knows how many people lost their lives because of that, or how many people are affected. Now, I let you guys know, it's not all like that. They like to put on a front and a show and act like they're not completely and totally nutso. And they do this by shows of force, I guess, such as this.
Kingdom,
Now, while they're busy dancing and celebrating on the streets because they think that we have a king that runs this country, I have just one question for them. If we have such a powerful king that's doing whatever he wants in charge of this country, why is it? Why is it that he didn't just tell those federal judges to shove it when they put a stay order when he tried to send in the National Guard? It's almost like we have a system in place filled with laws, balances of power, things like that, to where you can't have a king. As a matter of fact, we don't want a king in this country. We have a president. We have a judiciary branch. We have a legislative branch. The executive branch would be the president, for those that are unaware, and the White House and everything that's coming out of that. This is what they do. While they are busy blasting people in the face, screaming about Charlie Kirk being killed, being absolute freaking nuts, they put on demonstrations like this, and this is the stuff that they spread, trying to say, no, we were dancing in the streets. It was just sheerly peaceful protesting. Look, here's a big area that we squared off to do this, but the vast majority of them that are on the street are doing the exact thing that I just showed you here moments ago. Patrick Loudon says, have seen plenty of Palestinian flags waving too. What is happening out in Gaza right now is the definition of fascism. 100% correct. You don't see any of them crediting Donald Trump for trying to bring peace to Gaza. It's not going to happen. Hamas isn't going to lay down their arms. They already said it. They want to take part in the government and on and on and on. But how come none of them are giving credit to Trump for trying to end that? Why are none of them giving credit to Trump for getting 20 of those hostages out of there? Why? Well, because they don't want to. And it's not just over there that they don't want to. It's also in Chicago. Now, if you ended up tagging me over on X, like I saw that comment that came through, guys, you got to understand that my X account has right around 82,000 followers on it. Lots of people tag me in lots of stuff, and it just gets buried down in there. So unless I'm doing a show like this and you tag me in it immediately and I'm looking for it, chances are I'm not going to see it, just how it goes. If you guys aren't following me on X and you want to, link to my account is right here below my pretty face in the microphone, pointed right down below it. You guys can find that. Go search me on X. You'll be able to find me over there. Let's see here. Michael says, yeah, y'all kicked the king out during your war of independence. That is a fact. That is quite literally the reason behind this country. Like, we did not want a king. We were tired of a bunch of garbage. Now, over at the Portland ICE facility, the No Kings people are starting to show up, like I told you. And they're telling the ICE agents just to throw themselves off the roof of the building, for those that don't know them. It's good to see that nothing's changed at all. Still zero traffic control, still people crowding in the middle of the street, still a lady in a wheelchair that we know walks riding around shirtless with stuff hanging out that nobody wants to see. That's actually taking place right here on your screen for those that don't know. Yes, she has been captured walking numerous times. We actually asked about that when we were on the ground out there. Why is it that you people that are out here have folks that are in wheelchairs that are later seen walking on the street? One of their famous wheelchair people actually got arrested on her own two feet for pushing a cop. She pushed a fed. And she got arrested because of it. Then she tried crying out loud that she did nothing wrong and it was just the cops that had assaulted her. She was just innocent. Poor little innocent woman. When we asked about it, what they ended up saying was that they're partially disabled. So they need the wheelchair, but they don't need the wheelchair. So they go in and out of the wheelchair whenever they basically feel like it. Now, I'm not saying that's the case for her, and I'm not saying it's the case for the other one, that they're not partially disabled. But what I'm telling you is that there's other ones that get put in wheelchairs because they want images of law enforcement arresting people in wheelchairs. As a fact. And they're trying to use that in order to gain some type of propaganda garbage. I can't even, man. I can't even. I'm gonna play one more video because, again, this was just not that long ago. Nope. Am I off? Nope. This was about an hour ago, right outside that same ICE facility. So far, we've heard them screaming F ICE. We've heard them screaming jump, jump, jump. And now they're just standing there saying shame, shame, shame. These are the tolerant people. These are the peaceful people that they're trying to tell you about. Literally trying to tell people to commit suicide for doing their jobs and enforcing the federal law. And the wildest part about it, probably the wildest part about this entire thing, is people can't go to their appointments at this facility. They can't go to their appointments at this facility because everything's shut down, minus the jail and processing and all that crap. Why? Because of these people. Rob Bertram. Hey, Matt, the angry old guy in Portland. I call him Angry Oliver Stone. Is rich. Yep, I know who he is. He got arrested a few years ago when Antifa encouraged him to break windows in some federal buildings in Portland. $164,000 worth of damage. So about the amount of money Portland spends on, a little more than the amount of money Portland spends on two homeless people in the city per capita. For those of you guys that don't know, right now those figures are right around $70,000. The city of Portland spends right around $70,000 per homeless person in Portland a year, annually. Can't make that up. Honestly, cannot make it up. Looking for my friend that's supposed to be on the ground over there. Give me 1 second. Oh, man. Why are you not? Oh, I know why. Because you spell your name weird. Got you now. Got you now. You are not live yet. You should be live. Dang you. You should be live. Let's go see if I can pull up another live feed from the ground down there right now. Because that's something I want to see. There we go. And I bet you are here. Let's see here. Tab, Wounded Warrior, says, brother, I say trade their dancing shoes in for combat boots and let them go over there and help to fight the war. Then they'll understand from our point of view, from a Marine to Army Ranger. Hoorah. Look, yes. I have often said, give these people a bag of rice and a freaking hand grenade and just send them on their way. Give them a bag of rice and a hand grenade and just tell them to go. You think you're so tough? You want to dress in body armor and you want to do all that crap? Fine. Get your butt over there. Go try it on for size. See how well it works out for you. And I got a feeling it's not going to work out very good for them at all. At all. I bet you those people would get their butts handed to them. They would be crying. They wouldn't even want to jump off the plane. They would whine. Nothing good would come out of it. How these people... Man, it drives me nuts. Thumper says, these ICE dudes must be real chads. Everybody wants to F them. Oh, I see the humor in what you did there, man. I see it. For dang sure, I see it. Yeah, they're just nonstop, man. Every single one of these people is nonstop. Let's go check out the No Kings protest over outside the ICE facility. Let's see how much it evolved.
Thank you guys for your service. Thank you guys for your service. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This guy, oh, he's a winner. This guy right here lives across the street. I don't know if he's on drugs. I don't know what his deal is. Chooses to be homeless. Pretty sure he's one of the people that lets people in and out of the building. This one right up here on your screen. It's walking back and forth, just yelling in people's faces, doing all sorts of crap. And the funny thing about this is all they want to do is they wait till ICE or they wait till DHS in this case or ERO, whoever it is, whatever feds that they happen to have out there at the time, get back over there. And as soon as they start closing back in, there's go, it's our streets. And then they go back over and shout in their face for pictures, pretending like they actually have some balls, when in reality, they don't. They just want to walk back and forth and scream and yell at these guys. All of this crap is taking place because of morons like him that just want to shout at a brick building. They're perfectly okay with people getting killed. They're perfectly okay with Charlie Kirk dying. They're perfectly okay with people getting assaulted that have a different point of view of them. And they're perfectly okay of violating everybody else's First Amendment rights just so that they can stand there and scream at a building.
What are you doing? What the fuck? What'd they do? You guys are such insecure little twits. What the fuck did the person holding the sign do? Did it really hurt you?
Is that Nick Schroeder? Oh, man. Ryan Armaker?
These people are some of the most deranged ones that I've ever seen in my life. Who thinks that guy, I want to run a poll, just out of curiosity, who thinks that guy actually pays taxes? I'm just curious. How many of you think that guy actually pays taxes? If you think he pays taxes, you click yes. If you don't think he pays taxes, you click no. I don't think he actually pays taxes. Yeah, 93% of you agree. He probably don't. And that's what they do. Now, here you hear them shouting, "Whose streets?" as if they actually own them and they belong to them. And the reality is they belong to everybody, not just those idiots that are standing out there. Now, I will say, whatever company like the feds are using for those little pepper balls that they're actually putting out there, those things are no joke. I want to invest in that company because I was hacking out there. Like, they were shooting over on that side of the street that you guys see. I was standing on the other side, like, of that driveway, and I was actually hacking just from breathing in some of that pepper spray juice that they had, that they were like pouring out down there. Absolutely freaking nuts. Oh my goodness. This one, this is from last night, by the way, for just so you guys know, everybody that wants to call them peaceful, this was last night.
Side to side. Hey, come on now. Hey, right here.
That lady, literally just standing there doing her thing. This little Antifa terrorist doesn't like it, busts out pepper spray, starts coming after him. Why?
Come on now.
If there is one night where things are going to get violent in Portland, I promise you it's tonight. If people are going to die, it's going to be tonight. I thoroughly believe that. That's not me joking around by saying that. I really do believe that if it goes down, it's going to end up going down tonight. Not a joke. And it's just going to continue to get worse. Here's a new video coming out 30 minutes ago from Illinois at the freaking nut jobs over there.
You're going to get hurt.
He's racing his arm on the top of the White House.
Illinois State Police. Back up. This has become an unlawful assembly at this point.
Yeah, I'll address that comment really quick that says, Matt, how come you never address the people on the right that are out there doing the same thing? Because the one night that I actually saw people trying to instigate things from the right, they were actually clout chasing, they were content gathering, and I did call it out the moment it happened. However, comma, the people that are actually causing the violence, that are actually causing the problems, are these far left nut jobs that you see up on your screen. Now, this is what happens when police enforce the law. You can actually see that the roadway was open. These are state police from Illinois that actually showed up at the behest of the governor, I'm assuming, in order to take care of it. But it's not going to stay that way for very much longer. That I can freaking promise you. It's not. Give me one sec here. I want to grab something. I'll show you guys something else. Oh, here we go again. Here we go. I don't even know what this one is. This one just came out 2 minutes ago. No, we might have to rewind that one.
I'm sorry.
I would make some time to shower, but it's usually you.
Yeah, Nick's not built for that. I love Nick, man, but he ain't built for sucking down tear gas. And I think he might have caught some pepper spray. Let's go back to that fabulous moment. You can see this cop right here up front holding on his can. Like that man is ready to use that. And I want to make sure I didn't ahead of time. Oh, wait. Nope. Here it is. All right. Here it is. Here's the money shot. Good job, Nick. Nick, if you're watching right now, you crushed it, buddy. Let's just watch this fabulous pepper spray. That's slow-mo, that sucker. Wait for it. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, her face is painted red. He got her good. See if you can watch. See how, like... Yeah, look at that one. Yeah, if you guys are watching this on a big screen, you can definitely see it, but her face is just painted red. And then he goes and he turns it towards this hippie standing in the back. I don't even think I saw that one originally. Did he hit that guy too? Ha ha ha. makes my day. Oh, lordy, lordy, that makes my day. That is an awesome video. Nick, crushed it, man. Absolutely crushed it. Let's see what they got going on over here. Outside the ice facility, this is coming from Katie Davis Court. Welcome. Remember, walk, don't run. Make sure someone knows who you are. Don't cross the blue line. Don't talk to cops. Supplies needed. Respirators, filters, anti-something goggles, hand warmers, waterproof backpack, and more hand warmers. Oh, my goodness. Yep, they literally have a freaking... They got to be thinking they're running like the freaking SF selection out there with a little whiteboard sign trying to tell people what the heck's going on and when they need to be doing it. Absolute freaking morons. All right, here's another good arrest video. Let's get that one up on the screen. This one came out, again, just a minute ago, so things are flying off the rails. They'll let you out. You're going to be okay. They'll let you out. As the guy just goes completely and totally limp and pretending like nothing is going on over there. Jeez, man. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We watched that one. That's my mistake. Oh, dear God, dude. These freaking nuts, man. These people are just out of their dang mind. This one just came out 9 minutes ago. If MAGA could read this, they would be so mad. Do you know how many illiterate people, crazy people, nut jobs, everything like that, are on the other side of the house that are screaming, if MAGA could read this, they would be so mad? No, no, no. You guys are absolutely the nutsos. Oh, here we go. This is another angle. Gotta watch. I want you to imagine that you live in that building right across the street from here. I want you to imagine having a young child. I want you to imagine trying to put that child to bed. It just doesn't happen. Oh, look, we got an inside view of them dragging in one of the freaking terrorists right here. Oh, poor baby. Look at that sad face on him. Oh, man. Oh, big, bad, and tough. Fun Bo says, Matt, appreciate your service. I'm sorry the country you and many others fought and or killed for has transformed into this garbage. These people need Jesus. However, unlikely, I will pray for them. You know, oddly enough, I do the exact same thing while I sit here and tease them. I do. I pray for them, and I pray that God goes in and changes their hearts, and I hope you guys do as well, because this just can't go on. Don B says, Honey Badger Mom, they may be messing with her security dude. I wouldn't mess with him. He looks like he could take someone out. Yeah, that dude, I like that guy, man. He's a really chill guy. I really like him. I'm not going to give his background out because, yeah, go FAFO. Tell me how much you like that guy. By the way, notice, like, in this frame of the video, those people that dress in their little furry costumes and try to be cute and try to make a joke out of it, they're also up front being violent and you know, disobeying lawful orders and everything else. Why don't they use active denial, sound, radio, or water? Yeah, that's a very good question. I personally think it would be great. I would like to see a city fire truck show up and just take the main gun and just push them all out of the way. That's what I would like to see happen. That would be incredible to see happen. I would love to see that. I think they should do that. Why don't they? Because you're looking at Portland, and Portland's ran by communists. And the communists that actually side with them, I just showed you guys a little bit ago a picture of the city council hanging out with them. How much longer do you think these protests will go on until people take matters into their own hands? Give it after tonight. I think after tonight, what you're going to end up seeing, I think somebody's going to lose their life, unfortunately. I think somebody's going to lose their life tonight. And I think because of that, then you are going to see people showing up and taking control. The local law enforcement in this city refuses to do their job. Absolutely refuses to do their job. The people that are giving, and I don't want to say the cops that are on the street that are refusing to do their job. Part of it, I almost want to put on them for saying, look, you can affect arrests. You can do your job. Imagine if just one cop in Portland took the stand and decided it would be fine to actually enforce the law and then watch the city go after them for enforcing the law. Under the same statutes that they arrest people over for disorderly conduct, every single one of these people that are standing out in the middle of that street right now under ORS are guilty of disorderly conduct. The same law that they charge everybody else with when they're out there fighting on the street and everything else, at least the people that are on the right, the counter-protesters that are defending themselves, they get hit with disorderly conduct. Imagine what would happen if just one cop decided to do his job. They're shouting peaceful protest in the background. Yeah, my butt. Jude Shea says, I've seen it before. Beanbag rounds. They won't come back. Yeah, well, they need to use beanbag rounds personally. Enough of the pepper balls, everything else. Just start beanbagging people. Didn't that one preacher get whacked in the head with a freaking pepper ball the other day? I believe he did. Dion says, our feds could do it from government property. They absolutely could. I personally think the feds need to declare all of this crap unlawful. It's definitely, in my opinion, you can call it an insurrection. Dude, there's all sorts of things that you can call it. Look at this madness.
I'm you guys for your service.
Like, I don't know if you guys caught it all the way back in the beginning of the video. Let me see if I can scrub and see it. There's a frame or two of a car that Nick caught. That one right there. There's a car that just turned off Macadam and like following their GPS, whatever it is they're doing. Maybe they're going to the old spaghetti factory for dinner. And they turn the corner and they run into this. This is why I've been stating over and over and over, it is a public safety issue at this point. That man could have been hit with a freaking like, I don't know. They could have been chucking tear gas and his car could have like busted his window out, whatever. I don't know. Protesters running and screaming from the tear gas, from getting pepper sprayed, from them breaking the law, running over and just smashing right into that car. I'm telling you, somebody's going to lose their life on the street tonight. I really do believe that. I really do believe that somebody over inside freaking Portland is going to end up losing their damn life on the street tonight. And it's disturbing. It's troubling to me that nobody cares and that is just letting all this freaking madness happen. Nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's taking care of it. Nobody's dealing with it. It's just madness. Holy crap. Nick just dropped this video. Oh, this is the video we watched from earlier. Pretty sure this is the one we watched earlier. Yeah, this is the one we watched earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break. I'm not saying I'm going anywhere. I'm saying I'm taking a break. It is going to increase. It is going to intensify. If you guys are not following this channel yet, you better be. Please make sure you guys have your notification bell turned on. Please ensure that you guys subscribe. Patrick Loudon, at what point do you call in the military? This is worse than January 6th and not sure if local law enforcement could even get under this under control now. No, local law enforcement could. You see how quickly they move when they actually use force. Like all those protesters, you see how quickly they're running out of the way when they use force. They absolutely could use force and it can get taken care of. No problem. I really do believe that. I think Portland police is more than capable of controlling this situation if they're actually allowed to. Hamas travel guide. The people in these protests seem stressed out. Maybe they want a vacation to Gaza. Yeah, maybe they should take one. Maybe they should take their Palestinian flags, catch a flight into Egypt, get themselves on a little freaking bus, make their way over to the Sinai Peninsula and get it taken care of. Maybe that's what they need to do. They need to get their butts out there and get that taken care of. That's what I think. Instead of sitting here and getting pepper sprayed in the face, taking one for the team, maybe they ought to just, you know, go out there and show up and put out. That's exactly what they ought to do. I despise these people so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you guys here in a little bit. In the meantime, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out of here.
You have no life, you fucking cunt.
Attention, everyone. Stop the energy. Let's never stop with this. We're going to protest. We need to keep this energy going. We're standing on the line. We need to keep this energy going until they leave our town. We need to leave our state.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.